This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is scheduled to meet North Korean leader Kim Jong-un Sunday in Pyongyang, his fourth trip to the country this year. President Donald Trump last week pointed to a possible second summit with the North Korean leader following an unprecedented first meeting in Singapore in June. Plans for a late August trip by Pompeo to the North were canceled amid growing concerns over lack of progress toward denuclearization. But State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert Tuesday spoke of forward progress.
We continue to have these conversations, and I think it shows forward progress and momentum that the secretary is making his fourth trip back in less than a year. The first, of course, was as CIA director. This will be his third as Secretary of State. And that shows the president's commitment to the agreement that he and Chairman Kim came to at the Singapore summit.
North Korea's foreign minister last week told the UN international sanctions presented impediment to his government's goodwill gestures of ending nuclear missile testing and dismantling a nuclear test site. But Nauert signaled no change in current U.S. policy.
Sanctions remain in full effect, not just the United States sanctions, U.N. Security Council resolutions, and the other countries that fully backed those Security Council resolutions. All of that remains in effect. We are not easing the pressure in that regard at all.
Pompeo is also scheduled to visit South Korea, Japan, China. In Beijing, he's expected to discuss bilateral and regional and global issues with his Chinese counterparts. The visit comes amid economic and security tensions. First Lady Melania Trump was in Ghana Tuesday at the start of a week-long four-country visit to Africa. She was greeted by her Ghanaian counterpart, Rebecca Akufo-Addo, and a welcoming ceremony of drums and dancers. The American First Lady visited child health facilities and met with caregivers. She's focusing her trip on her Be Best campaign and improving children's well-being. This is VOA News. On Indonesia's Sulawesi Island, time is running out as rescuers dig frantically through debris, searching for survivors from Friday's 7.5 magnitude earthquake and tsunami that have now officially left more than 1,400 dead with hundreds more injured. Hundreds are still missing and tens of thousands have been displaced. The natural disasters felled apartment buildings, shopping areas, and entire neighborhoods. Roads and bridges are damaged or impassable, making access to isolated communities difficult. Matthew Cochran is with the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Society.
The situations that the team described are incredibly difficult. It took them 1.5 hours to carry each of the bodies out to nearby ambulances, having to wade through incredibly deep mud. The sense from the teams who are working there, from colleagues on the ground, is one of real frustration. The access issues that my colleagues have spoken about are very difficult to overcome. There are still large areas of what might be the worst affected areas that haven't been properly reached, but the teams are pushing, they're doing what they can.
The government is attempting to airlift in humanitarian supplies and is attempting to beef up security to guard against looting. According to the Moroccan Navy and Spanish charity Walking Borders, at least 34 migrants, all from Africa, died in the shipwreck of their damaged inflatable boat in the western Mediterranean, apparently trying to reach Spain. Russia says it's delivered advanced S-300 surface-to-air missiles to Syria. Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said the deployment, including four missile launchers, is aimed at protecting Russian military personnel. Moscow deployed the advanced system after an older Syrian missile battery mistakenly shot down a Russian reconnaissance plane with the loss of all 15 on board, believing it was an Israeli warplane. In Ethiopia, tens of thousands fled ethnic violence in the west. That violence erupted Friday in the Benishangul-Gumuz region after several local officials were killed during a visit to the neighboring Oromia region. In Armenia Tuesday, thousands gathered outside parliament in the capital Yerevan, led by Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan, demanding early elections. The former opposition leader is opposed to the delay in carrying out those elections, were approved originally by Parliament in June. U.S. Central Bank Chairman Jerome Powell is upbeat about the U.S. economy.
The unemployment rate stands at 3.9%, near a 20-year low. Inflation is currently running near the FOMC's 2% objective. A wide range of data on jobs and prices does support a positive view.
U.S. stocks hit another record high Tuesday, with the benchmark Dow Jones closing up another 122 points to 26,773. Japan Wednesday said it successfully landed a German-French observation device on the asteroid Ryugu using an unmanned Hayabusa 2 spacecraft nearly 300 million kilometers from Earth. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent. So relax and let's have some fun. Today, we take a trip to Sierra Leone. That's where we're going to start. Live from France, that is where he's based. Must Be comes in with Your Love. And this is going out to you out there. And right after that, Come to Me, the sound of Alpha from Rwanda, featuring Bebe Cool of Uganda. And Go, Man, This Is Cool, Bracket of Nigeria comes in. But right now, let's talk about Your Love, the sound of Must Be from Sierra Leone, currently based in France.
When I saw you, I started jubilating. I knew you could be the one. So I made a move, then we fell in love. Everything was going so fun and cool. I remember how you told me you would never leave me. The other day when I saw you, not a man holding you close. You made a man cry, but I can still love you.
se famide a valununji ngana bamula baba gamba bulunji 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 mubasige mubuliro bugoye wa kalibonde bukokonya lyo kabakoye obukwano bulubenera akendo jakala munyarwanda kale famide yogela runyarwanda obwanjula kuba chigali ebanda
This is the African beat, where the music sounds so sweet that it makes you move your two feet. African beat, it brings out the you in you, and that's so true.
Just because I say I love you.
Beautiful music by Bracket of Nigeria. And right before that, you listen to Come to Me, the sound of Rwanda's Alpha, featuring Bebe Cool from Uganda and Must Be of Sierra Leone in Your Love. The African beat on the Voice of America, coming to you Mondays through Fridays. I am David Vandy. I'll be right back.
My name is Kate Ona. As you see me so, I do feel this program, African Beat, on the Voice of America with my brother, David Vandy. Make you not turn your radio set off, because African beats will bring out the beat way there for your body. Now me, Kate Honor, way there for Kano State, Ogbonge Country, Nigeria, now me talk and so.
When it comes to lust, welcome back, and now let's take a trip to Liberia. Pretty Woman by the LIB Queen, and right after that, Azonto Party by Blacksmith featuring DXD from Ghana, and Empecia Njia by Alicia Steluji, and also features Juliana Kanyomozi of Uganda. But right now, Pretty Woman, the LIB Queen of Liberia, comes in, dedicated to all my friends in Monrovia, Liberia, all across the nation of Liberia. This one is going out to you.
To all my beautiful sisters.
girls go to my zone to party. Grab somebody. The girls they look so fly. The boys they try. We go black for the party. One by one move here to Bacardi. Girls are ready, girls got no panties. Hey, we see them, eye them, we talk them, and prove them. Trust me, the fresh boy, me sugar, be eye chilling. I feel it, girl, we are feeling lonely. No cheating, no, no killing, no, no fighting, no, no feeling. Show the party, the beer, now you pop champagne. And you're all night long, show my sexy ladies. Good girls, all the gone back. So if I catch you, that if I dig out.
The boys are many, the parts to be sweet like juice, strawberries, my chocolate beneath, girl, be out to my punish, I'm a chassis, I've been doomed, but my son, you know, I'm in the water, I'm in crop, I'm gonna die, I'm gonna make you happy, and I can see, that's it, the boys, they feel so free, yeah, see, I'm palace, you feeling me, yeah, big shop, we go back to the for maintaining, go, go, let's go, let's go, 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 let's go, I shake to the left, I shake to the right,
let's go.
Christian Gia, the sound of Alicia Stello G featuring Juliana Kanyomozi of Uganda. And right before that, a Zondo Party by Blacksmith featuring DXD from Ghana and Pretty Woman, LIB Queen of Liberia. The African beat on the Voice of America. You want to listen to the latest African music? Dance to the best African beat from across the African continent? Then you don't have a problem. Just tune in to the African beat on the Voice of America, Mondays through Fridays. African beat, the show that brings happiness into your homes, smiles on your faces. So join me, your host, David Bandy, on the Voice of America.
African beat
is the best. It's number one. We love it.
Let's get the groove on. The African beat continues in style. Peace Choir from Nigeria featuring Rick Ross in beautiful Onyine. And right after that, Kanku Keita by Kerfala Kante of the Republic of Guinea. And one of my favorite in those days, Prim Prim by Salif Keita of Mali. But beautiful Onyine right now by Peace Choir of Nigeria featuring Rick Ross.
I was all alone. Was so bad. And there she go. She touched my heart and said, "Hey, busy na no so go." Hey, was so glad. The way she keeps me smiling, it brings me joy. She proves this loving is real. Within my heart, there's no.
Turn up the music, we bumpin' P-Square. Number one in the game and we gon' be here. Oh,
Please make it hit to my convict. We talking money or you talking nonsense? Making slow love to my baby girl. Got them big trucks pulling up everywhere. You only live once and that's the anthem. All your negative energy feed cancer. I can look into her eyes for my whole life. We can make love for the whole night. Take my hand, baby. I just wanna be a man, baby.
Rimpim by Salif Keita of Mali, and before that, Kanku Keita by Kerfala Kante of the Republic of Guinea, and Beautiful Onyinye by P-Square of Nigeria, featuring Rick Ross. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington.
The African Beat, with music of Africa. From the Voice of America, we love it.
Let's get the beat on. As you know, the power of the beat is in the African beat. And so, let the beat go on. Modelo, the son of Adiemo of Ethiopia, is coming up next. And we climax today on a very soft note. This one I will dedicate to all the mothers out there. Million Roses for Mama. And this is by C.C. Bernard of Liberia. But right now, Modelo, Adiemo of Ethiopia.
Thank you. Mama, if I had a million roses, I'll give them to you. Because you're the best mama in the whole wide world. And on behalf of all your children, we love you, Mama. We love you.
What a beautiful song for Mama as we climax on a very soft note today. Million Roses for Mama by C.C. Bernard of Liberia and Modelo by Adiemo of Ethiopia. I'm sure you've had a wonderful time today. So I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, wishing you the best of the best for today. Bye-bye.
African beats.
Africa.
Voice of America.